around 1 million football fans expected to cross the Polish and Ukrainian frontier during the European Championship, border authorities on both sides are cooperating in a rare show of unity. Ukrainian guards check passports on Polish territory. Special lanes allow fans to bypass the normal traffic. Guards with the EU's border agency Frontex are posted here to help out. Dutch police officer René Huygen is at the Medica crossing.
And the people are reminded, I think approximately 2 or 3 kilometers before the border, to choose the right lane, so the delay for them will be as low as possible.
Border guards are on the lookout for human traffickers, taking advantage of the simplified controls. Smuggling from Ukraine and Russia is also big business. The EU says tobacco contraband costs around $12.5 billion in lost taxes every year. Smugglers often hide their contraband on trains. Criminal networks on the Polish side collect the goods and sell them in Western Europe, where they can go for 10 times what they cost. Captain Mariusz Koczynski is head of the local Polish border guard.
W trakcie kontroli wagonów kolejowych odnajdywaliśmy...
Sometimes we find cell phones hidden underneath the carriage. They're used to lead smugglers to the carriage where the cigarettes are hidden.
In the north, the Bug River divides the two countries, and smugglers and illegal migrants often try to exploit this unfenced border.
When it's dry, it is possible to walk across parts of this river, but in the last few weeks and during the Euro 2012 tournament, there have been heavy rains in Poland, so the river levels are swollen. That means the smugglers are looking to use boats across the river.
Further south, Polish border guards patrol the mountainous frontier on horseback. This allows them to see over the tall grass. On the opposite side, Ukrainian border guards use Russian-made vehicles to negotiate the terrain. Colonel Kruk Ivanovich is commander of the local border guard unit.
We introduced some innovations like this that make border crossing easier without compromising security, as we do not exclude that there might be attempts to smuggle weapons, drugs, or cigarettes.
Several European leaders have refused to follow their national teams to Ukraine, alleging maltreatment of the jailed opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko. It's cast a shadow over a tournament that was meant to give a boost to Ukraine's European relations. Still, with the traffic flowing freely, many fans who spoke to VOA say Poland and Ukraine are putting on a good competition. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News on the Poland-Ukraine border.